Around the world, in every country, they have their own way of handling the crisis of COVID-19, responding and managing how to contain the spread of the virus. They issued a lot of restrictions, closing the borders, self-quarantine, stay at home, social distancing. And the most effective at this time is frequent hand washing. In all of this, one thing that hit me was that it is only in nations where the citizens are more obedient that measures have proven successful. Citizens who follow directives, precautionary measures, rules and laws have less contamination or spread of the virus. This is what our readings talk about. Moses told the people, Israel, give heed to the statutes and ordinances that I am teaching you to observe, so that you may live to enter and occupy the land that the Lord, the God of our ancestors, is giving you. Following the law, even during the time of Moses, is effective. Following the law of the land is valuable and useful. Following the law of God today and every day will always be successful and efficient. When we follow God's commands, we are not only like little children who are obeying their father's word. The commandments and other forms of God's divine revelation are also a source of wisdom for us, offering insight into the mysteries of human life. Whether we understand God's way completely or not, when we follow God's commands, we become more like Him who gave them to us, because what God is describing in giving us His commandments is a description of Himself. He is always faithful to those with whom He has made a covenant. He is always merciful to those who call upon His holy name. So my dear brothers and sisters, God handed down through generations laws that we are bound to follow. The question is, are we living our lives according to His prescribed laws? Or will let the numerous viruses of modern life affect, infect, and contaminate our spirituality that leads us to become immune whenever we break the laws of God and cause damage and hurt not only to our families and loved ones, but to Jesus Himself. So in this time of health crisis, let us follow the law of the land, exercise understanding and patience while lining up in the groceries or pharmacies, and compassion to those vulnerable. Don't be selfish or hoard supplies or sell these things on eBay or Amazon with high cost. Think of others, not only ourselves. When we follow the law of the land, when we are kind and respectful to others, we become the face of Christ to others. Therefore, let us live the laws of God. Let us love God and our neighbors.